Billings, Montana is a modernized outpost of the Old West, a rough-edged regional hub for oil and gas distribution in the southeast corner of the state. It was also the starting point for the film series Not in Our Town. Patrice O'Neill was the director of that 1995 documentary.
There were a series of attacks in that town, and each time something happened, people took small actions. For example, when an African-American church had skinheads show up in the congregation, many members of other churches and synagogues sent their members to that church to secure it. A six-year-old boy who placed a menorah in his window for Hanukkah had a brick thrown through his window. People in the town said it was getting dangerous, and they started putting paper menorahs in their windows. What was so powerful about that story is that people in a community sought solutions together, and they were able to make them work.
When the film was completed, KRCB Television became one of the first PBS stations in the country to air it, then followed up by hosting a public showing and discussion in Healdsburg. O'Neill says that event played a key part in launching the ensuing nationwide Not in Our Town movement.
After we screened this film, the conversation turned to not Billings, but Healdsburg. A woman who was related to one of the council members said, "What do I do when immigrant workers are walking across the town square and I hear someone make an ethnic slur? How do I take action?" It sparked this really amazing conversation about what people could do here in Sonoma County, in their own communities, to address not just hate crimes, but the intolerance that takes place on an everyday level.
As the film and the community conversations it spawned spread across the country, new laws specifically targeting hate crimes were enacted in many states.
When we first started filming the Billings story, many states had no hate crime laws at all. I think it was a real challenge for law enforcement. They didn't have the language, they didn't have the training. Much of that has taken place in these intervening 15, 16 years. And I think we've all become more educated.
After producing a second Not in Our Town film in 1996, O'Neill turned to other projects for a decade, but knew there would be other inspiring stories to tell.
In 2006, about 150 people from around the country who had been active in Not in Our Town gathered, and they said, "There is an alarming increase in anti-immigrant rhetoric. Where's the Not in Our Town story about that?" We, of course, don't invent these things, and it really did take us almost 6 years to find a story. Marcelo Lucero was killed in Patchogue, New York, and we saw the beginnings of a response that we thought could become a new Not in Our Town film.
That became Not in Our Town, Light in the Darkness, the third film, which is being shown on PBS stations, including KRCB, this fall. But O'Neill notes that for each affirmative story she has documented, there are many more communities still unable or unwilling to come together and confront the problems in their towns.
This was not the first murder. There had been a number of them, and we would go to communities and find that either there was no reaction from local officials, or there was a reaction that said, "This has nothing to do with us. Immigrants are the problem." So some things have gotten better, but we have to remain vigilant.
KRCB has hosted a local panel discussion of the issues raised by the Not in Our Town films. You can watch it online at northbayvoice.org. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.